Chapter 29, Interrogation. Principal Jansen's office is on the east side of the building. The morning sun slices through the aluminum blinds, puncturing my skull like a bright yellow knife. Their eyes are cutting at me, too. Six eyes. Jansen, Ms. Niedermeyer, and the cop. The same cop who accused me of spying on Melissa Haverman. The same mustached cop who visited me in the hospital and who refused to put my attackers in jail where they belong. Douglas, this is Officer John Hughes. He's with the Juvenile Affairs Division of the Fairview Police Department. Officer Hughes gives me a small nod. We've met, I say. Principal Jansen clears his throat. We'd like to talk about yesterday afternoon, Douglas. Do you have anything to tell us? What do you mean? I say, all innocent and bewildered. The three of them exchange glances. Ms. Niedermeyer leans forward in her chair.
Douglas, we know who called in the bomb threat yesterday.
For the next 17 seconds, there is much staring and waiting. I finally break the silence. Well, are you going to tell me who it was?
Douglas, we know who it was. You were seen.
Seen where?
Several students saw you in the football stadium just before the phone call.
I was in the stadium, I say. It was my study hall period. I was working on an art project. Do you want to see it?
No, says Principal Jansen. What we want, young man, is for you to come clean with us. We know you called in that bomb threat.
No, I didn't, I say, looking him straight in the eye. He seems surprised by that. Leaning forward, he ticks off several points on his finger.
You were seen in the stadium at 1:30. A few minutes later, you left the stadium. At 1:39, the bomb threat call was made from the payphone outside of Gunnarsson's Market, one block from the stadium.
He pauses, fixing his muddy eyes on me.
You made that call, Douglas.
It wasn't me.
Yes, Douglas, it was you. A cashier at Gunnarsson's Market recognized you.
You're lying, I say.
I was keeping a lookout when Andy made the call. No one saw us. The cashier must be lying, or Jansen is lying about what the cashier said, because if somebody had really seen us at the phone, they would have seen us both. I feel myself getting all scrambled inside, like my thoughts are getting tangled in my intestines. Are they letting Andy off the hook because he's on the football team? Or do they have him in another room? Maybe he's being interrogated right now by the vice principal, the football coach, and the chief of police. I've seen it on TV, divide and conquer. But Andy would never betray me. He wouldn't.